Welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, where each week we're joined by leaders of Guaranteed Irish member businesses to chat about how they sustain jobs, communities and provenance. Supported by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.
Hello and welcome to the Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast. Hi there, I'm your host Breed O'Connell and I'm delighted to welcome Karen Dygan, co-founder and director of Sustainability Works. Karen joins us today as the representative from the Appraisals Board of Guaranteed Irish. These are the group who decide on what companies get awarded the Guaranteed Irish licence, or indeed what companies don't get awarded the Guaranteed Irish licence. Karen, you are very welcome.
Thanks, Breed.
Delighted to have you here today, Karen, as part of Guaranteed Irish Month. And probably the second most important question, or the most regular question I'm asked, is how do you become a member of Guaranteed Irish? And that's all about the appraisals boards and the appraisals process. So we thought it would be really pertinent today that we would get somebody from the appraisals board to come in and answer those questions, if you don't mind. So tell us a little bit yourself, Karen, in terms of Sustainability Works, your own business that you're a founder and director of. You joined the appraisals board a while back with Guaranteed Irish, and you've been hugely impressive in terms of the area of sustainability and keeping us aligned to those SDG goals for Guaranteed Irish. What made you decide to become an advisor, and how has that worked in line with your own business, I suppose?
It's been great, Breed. It's been a privilege to be involved. I was thinking today and trying to work out how long it's been, and I think it's coming up for 3 years now that I've been involved.
Really? Okay.
And I remember you getting in touch to ask me about it, and I remember not hesitating and immediately saying yes, because it felt to me that it was a great opportunity to do something outside of my day job to help support Irish businesses, which is something I'm definitely personally passionate about. And even with my day job, you know, with Sustainability Works, as a sustainability consultancy, we're focused on supporting Irish businesses to be more sustainable. So it definitely aligns with our values as a company as well. But I have loved being involved and getting to see the work of Guaranteed Irish, see its reach and profile grow over the last few years, and getting to meet so many interesting people and hear about all these fantastic Irish businesses that we have. So yeah, it's been fantastic.
Well, thank you very much, first of all, Karen, for your time. It's no easy task when you have so many other balls to juggle in the air. I understand that perfectly. I would imagine with your role in Sustainability Works in your own business, just for a moment there, you really must be at the cutting edge of what people are looking for and the importance sustainability has taken in businesses. It really is the number one call out there for businesses at the moment to act on. How busy is it?
It's very busy. And isn't it great that I'm able to say that? Because having worked in this sustainability space for a long time, it wasn't always the case where you had people knocking on your door, welcoming you to come in and talk to the board or the senior management team about this topic. But I think it's a sign of the times that companies really finally are beginning to take this seriously. And it's moving from being about words into being about real actions. So we definitely have lots of demand for our services, which is great. And lots of businesses in Ireland wanting help to kind of get their heads around what this means for them, given their sector and their business, to help them put a kind of prioritized action plan in place. And then one of the big things we're seeing at the moment is a real need for support on the whole area of sustainability reporting, which links in with the idea of transparency, not greenwashing, being able to substantiate the claims that you're making about what you're actually doing. And there is some EU regulation kind of driving that and making sustainability reporting for large companies what used to be a voluntary exercise. They are making it mandatory now for companies of a certain size. So that is certainly helping to kind of put a spotlight on this in companies as well.
And about time. I'm delighted you mentioned the concept of greenwashing, because I see with our own members when they're making the application, you're going to go through this with us now in a minute, the one thing people are petrified of is being perceived as greenwashing. So the commitment to do the right thing is there. It's just finding, as you say, navigating how to deliver on that. That must be really interesting.
Yes, it is. And like, you know, our advice to companies is to just always be be honest about what you're doing. Mm. You know, it's as simple as that. And if you are, then you can't go too far wrong. So it's definitely not about overclaiming, but you also don't want to be afraid and underclaim or be, you know, too nervous that you don't say anything about the good work that you actually are doing. So just being honest about what you're doing is the best way to go.
And actually, we love to see that coming in on the applications. Now, let's talk about Guaranteed Irish and the appraisals process. What specific criteria does Guaranteed Irish use to evaluate businesses for membership? And how do these criteria reflect the organisation's core values and goals, do you think?
Okay, so there are three main criteria that businesses must meet to become a member of Guaranteed Irish. And they are jobs, community and provenance. So let's elaborate a little bit on each one in turn. So jobs, that's it is what it says. That's all about sustaining quality jobs in Ireland. But with the jobs that you do provide, it's about ensuring that they are good jobs. And that means providing a positive working environment for your employees, ensuring that you are kind of an inclusive organisation, that you have open communication with people and so on. So it's all about good jobs and good working conditions. The second piece then, community, is how businesses meaningfully engage with their local communities. So every business is part of a local community, and it's about, you know, are you an active participant in what's going on in your local community? Are you supporting the needs of the local community just beyond what you're doing in your day-to-day business? So in practical terms, that would often take the form of, you know, perhaps fundraising or donating time or volunteering in the community, getting involved in events or other things that are happening. So kind of CSR initiatives that companies might have. But I think in Guaranteed Irish, it's very much a value around businesses being connected to their local communities. And that's what the kind of community criteria tries to showcase. And then the third one, which is a very important one, is around provenance. So that's around being able to demonstrate that your company creates value in Ireland. So you have a physical presence and you have employees in Ireland. You have a strategy to kind of sustain and grow your operations in Ireland, and that you're really making a measurable impact to the Irish economy. So you have to be able to demonstrate that at least 50% of the value that you create through your business happens in Ireland.
Okay. And then in terms of sustainability, where does that kick in, Karen?
Yeah, well, that's an interesting one. So I guess when you think about sustainability, it brings in economic sustainability, social sustainability and environmental sustainability. So in the three key criteria of Guaranteed Irish around jobs, community and provenance, you have links to kind of all of those dimensions naturally. So the theme of sustainability is already kind of woven into those criteria. But we're also interested to hear about what companies are doing on the topic of environmental sustainability. So although it's not an official kind of criteria in order to become a member of Guaranteed Irish, there is a section on the application form where we ask companies to tell us about what they're doing on environmental sustainability in particular. And we're always really interested to see what are people doing in relation to climate action, circular economy, or developing products or services that help us all live more sustainable lives. So it's really a theme, a cross-cutting theme across the other criteria.
And have you seen over the 3 years of your time on the appraisals board a bigger drive towards that from companies who are making the application, particularly in the environmental space, even though it's not necessarily criteria?
Definitely.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
Yes, yeah. It's really good. And I think especially kind of, you know, new businesses that are starting up, a lot of people and entrepreneurs are much more mindful of this now. So they are trying to kind of factor in environmental considerations from the beginning into how their business operates, how they design their business model, how they're set up, how they choose where to source their ingredients and supplies from, etc. And And everyone is trying to do a bit to help the environment. So we pretty much always would have some examples from every business about, you know, small or big things that they're doing to help the environment.
It's great to see the change and the emphasis on it. And of course, the conscious consumer out there is demanding it in the work, in the shopping aisles, I suppose, and in the business landscape. Talk to us then about the membership application process. How, guide us through the process that a business has to undergo when they're applying for Guaranteed Irish membership. And I suppose it's important to stress here to the listeners that it is the business that's applying for the licence, not a product or individual product or service. It's the actual business. So maybe you could guide us through that, Karen, in terms of what you're looking for.
Sure. So typically, if a business is considering applying, they will first have an initial chat with someone from the Guaranteed Irish team. It could be you, Breed, or one of your colleagues. And then there is the application form to complete. And I should emphasise, I think the form is a pretty straightforward one to fill out. It's not too onerous. So it asks some general questions around, you know, what sector are you in? What's the turnover of the business? And then it goes into sections around the three key criteria of jobs, community and provenance. And for each of those, there are a number of questions that companies are asked. And this is like a self-assessment, if you like. So Guaranteed Irish is not going and kind of auditing all of these businesses. This application form asks people questions and you have to kind of self-declare that you are doing certain things. And we take that on trust to a certain extent, but then we ask for evidence to back it up where we feel that evidence is needed. So you answer the questions on the three criteria, you submit your form, and then it will have an initial review by a member of Guaranteed Irish. And at that time, one of the Guaranteed Irish team will also do some general due diligence checks, such as checking that the business is registered with Companies House, checking it has been trading for at least a year, and that there are no red flags, such as any legal cases being taken against the company or things like that. So if the Guaranteed Irish team, having done their initial review and due diligence check, deem the application to be complete and the criteria met, then it gets passed through to the appraisals board for formal review. So that's where myself and Jason Crawford and Mark Keller come in. So once a month, we review all of the applications that have come into Guaranteed Irish over the previous month. Each of us review them individually ourselves, and then we come together to discuss them. And I would say a lot of the time, you know, if we're reviewing a batch of 10 or 15 applications, you know, the majority will pass and we'll be happy that that's quite straightforward. But in maybe 15 or 20% of the cases, we will have some query over it and we will need to have a discussion about it to really make sure that the criteria are being met. And sometimes we will ask the Guaranteed Irish team to go back to the business and ask for further evidence to support something if we feel like we need a little more clarity. So once we're happy that the criteria have been met, the business passes, and then that's their ticket to be a Guaranteed Irish member. And then for those that were not happy to pass, that feedback will be given to them. And it may be that they have some further work to do and they could apply again in the future, or perhaps they're just never really going to satisfy the criteria.
Okay, so that's interesting. And I think it's important to stress who the appraisals team are. You mentioned Jason Crawford and Mark Keller there, who Jason's with Grant Thornton, and from a business perspective, very helpful on that space in terms of due diligence as well, and looking at it from a business perspective, an operational case. And also Mark Keller is also with the National Dairy Council. Again, a great rounded team, and yourself in sustainability. I suppose the other thing to mention here is the criteria, while it's straightforward, it really does root out anybody who doesn't match the values of Guaranteed Irish. And I think that's really important that that due diligence piece is done. And that is pretty much a new thing, I would say, in the last few years with Guaranteed Irish. And while the companies are, you know, registration offices looked at, so are all their performances. So I suppose a good, clean digital footprint for the company is very important as well. And that that due diligence is carried out by the team internally. Is that helpful for you as the, when you get them at appraisal stage?
Very helpful. So we know that the kind of basic screening has been done by the Guaranteed Irish team. So most of the time when an application gets to the appraisals board stage, it's highly likely that it will pass. But as the appraisals board, we feel very conscious and we have a kind of a responsibility to protect the Guaranteed Irish brand and to make sure that the standard is upheld for businesses meeting the criteria. So we are tough enough, as you know, Breed. We don't let things kind of slide through the net, and we will raise queries. We will sometimes have lengthy discussions about things to ensure that we make the right decision. And we often go back and request more information or evidence so that we have it for the record.
And I can verify all of that is true. That takes to work for us. But I would say, Guaranteed Irish as a brand is so strong. It's an iconic, legendary brand for Ireland, now in its 50th year. So it's only as good and as strong as its weakest brand. So integrity to the brand and this criteria process or appraisals process is so important. So it is a job that we really value and are grateful for because, again, it adds to the brand integrity and that's a value for all of us. Talk to us then about the 15% you've mentioned who may not get through. What are the main reasons for the appraisals board to refuse an application?
Well, sometimes it might be a straightforward case of not hitting one of those basic thresholds, like you just simply haven't been in business for long enough because you have to have been in business for at least a year. And you also have to demonstrate a certain level of turnover so that it's clear that this is really a business and not just a hobby or a kind of a side project.
And but I think that's a very important point, Karen, because lots of people make inquiries to Guaranteed Irish about joining because they're starting a business and they want this badge of honour. And it is not that. You have to have earned your stripes.
Exactly.
So what are the main reasons then for the appraisals board to refuse an application?
So sometimes it's a straightforward case of not hitting one of the main thresholds, like being too early, because you do need to have been trading for at least a year and you need to have a certain level of turnover so it's clear that this is a genuine business and not just a hobby. And we don't want people applying, I guess, too early in their entrepreneurial or business journey. It may be that they have to wait a year or two until they're a bit more up and running and they've earned their stripes and then it's time to apply. But in other cases, key reasons are to do with lack of evidence on either provenance or community. And I would say the one that comes up the most often is community. If you asked Jason or Mark, that is probably the one criteria that we have the most discussion about and the one that we most often need to go back and ask for more evidence on. So if anyone is listening and they're considering applying with regards to the community piece, we, you know, the more detail that we have, the better. So not just a kind of a vague statement around, well, we donate money to a couple of charities each year. We want to know who are the charities you support, what are the amounts donated, or what are the specific activities that you've done with them. So sometimes people just are a bit too light in the information. So for us, the more detail that we have, the better and the easier it is for us to pass.
So in terms of advice then for businesses who are thinking, who haven't really met the criteria, but are interested in becoming Guaranteed Irish members, how would you encourage them to stay the course and keep going and apply at a later stage?
Yeah, I would say, keep in mind those three criteria and have a think about whether there's anything that you can do in the way that you operate or in the way that you run your business that would make your application stronger with regards to provenance, community or jobs. So kind of use the Guaranteed Irish criteria as sort of inspiration for how you could strengthen your business and then put in an application when you're a little bit further down the line.
Okay, good. And then in terms of membership benefits, you're a member yourself in Sustainability Works.
We are.
How have you found it's been useful to your business and what benefits do you actually get out of it and for the future members out there?
Well, I think, the G symbol is such a kind of iconic symbol, and it's really well known in Ireland, and I think increasingly well recognised internationally as well, Breed.
Great to hear that, actually. That's just come back recently on the research, so we're really delighted with that.
Yeah, so like for us in Sustainability Works, and I think for any company that's a member, you know, you proudly display the G on your website or, you know, on your packaging or in your marketing materials. So that's definitely one thing. And I suppose just having that recognized symbol when consumers or customers see it, it kind of gives an instant impression to them. But then there are all the other benefits in terms of being a member of the Guaranteed Irish community and network of businesses and benefiting from the things that Guaranteed Irish as an organisation does. So, for example, some of the national marketing campaigns that you do that generate PR for businesses that are involved in those. All of the events that Guaranteed Irish puts on to help upskill businesses on certain topics or give them opportunities for networking. And I think it really is a forum for meeting like-minded businesses who all want to kind of play their part in driving Ireland's economy forward.
So in terms of Guaranteed Irish promoting sustainability and responsible business practices amongst its member companies, talk to us on, particularly from your perspective, Karen, we think we're doing, you know, we're trying to get that message out that it's all part of the Guaranteed Irish ethos. As a sustainability expert, how do you see Guaranteed Irish playing its role there, and what do you think it does well? What could it do better? How can we make that stronger?
Well, as we were saying earlier, there is definitely a natural alignment in terms of what Guaranteed Irish represents and looks for, particularly in the areas of social sustainability, kind of economic sustainability, and overall kind of good governance. And then, you know, while we're not assessing membership against environmental criteria, there is definitely a strong theme of encouraging environmental sustainability practices too. But one of the things I know that you've done in Guaranteed Irish Breed is look at this, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, which are a set of 17 goals that essentially set out the to-do list for the world on sustainable development up to 2030. So it's the kind of all of the areas that we need to work on as a global society to make the world greener, fairer and more prosperous for all of us. And the SDGs, as they're called, are a really good framework for kind of organisations to align with in order to get that big picture. And Guaranteed Irish kind of looked at the 17 different goals and has selected kind of four key ones that the organisation is really aligning to and working to contribute to. And they are SDG 8, which is all about decent work and economic growth. That's kind of an obvious one for Guaranteed Irish. There's also SDG 11, which is about sustainable communities and cities. And then a couple of kind of environmental related ones. So SDG 12 on sustainable consumption and production. So that's all about promoting circular economy and low carbon kind of practices with regards to products and services, and then climate action, SDG 13. So I think they are really kind of relevant ones for Guaranteed Irish to have selected, and it's good to see you highlighting those. And there is definitely a natural connection between the work of Guaranteed Irish. So while it's not a sustainability mark or a sustainability certification, that natural affinity and connection that Guaranteed Irish has with sustainability is really strong.
Okay, good to hear. In terms of assisting members with sustainability, what does Guaranteed Irish do then to assess the members in embracing those practices? I know we've a set of tools and resources and programmes out there. Maybe you'd run through them for the listeners, Karen, because you're such an expert in this area and you're doing it all day, every day with your own clients, actually. So maybe you'll run through some of the tools we offer.
Sure, Breed. And you jump in if I've forgotten anything. I know that on the Guaranteed Irish website, there's some information on sustainability, including a sustainability guide, which kind of signposts businesses to government supports that might be available and encourages them to kind of consider their environmental impact and try to reduce it. And I understand that there's a new edition of that due to come out later this year, which will be great. And that's good to kind of keep it updated because this area does change and move fast. There are also lots of kind of events, educational events that Guaranteed Irish runs. And I know that sustainability has been a big theme throughout many of the events that you did in 23. And I'm sure that's continuing into 24.
Absolutely.
So many of your keynote speakers will be people who are able to speak on sustainability. I took part in a panel discussion around sustainability. So it's a kind of constant theme coming out through lots of your events. There are also the work that you do to kind of spotlight or highlight what members are doing on sustainability initiatives. So some of the businesses who are members of Guaranteed Irish, you are kind of sharing their stories and highlighting what they're doing on social media or in blogs or in the newsletter, which is great because I think that inspiration piece, seeing what other businesses are doing, inspires others to do the same. There is the new Sustainability Champion category in the Guaranteed Irish Business Awards, which I am honoured to be a judge for. And so those awards are coming up later this month. And so that will be the first time that there's this sustainability. The second time that there's the Sustainability Champion category. So that's great to highlight through the awards ceremony, the topic of sustainability. You have your GI Forest, where Guaranteed Irish and member companies are working together to kind of reforest an area of Ireland as part of a push towards restoring biodiversity and nature. And then the last thing is promoting kind of buying local and buying Irish through things like the Guaranteed Irish House or the Guaranteed Irish Gifts website. So loads of different activities, which together, Breed, actually make up a good push on sustainability and sustainable business.
It's only when you list them all out, and great credit due to Clemence Jamais, our new sustainability, head of sustainability in Guaranteed Irish. When you list them all out, there's quite a lot of activity. We just need to tell everybody about it and make sure everybody's joining forces to push the right way. It's great to hear you speak, Karen, on such depth of sustainability. It's just the buzzword for businesses out there at the moment, and it's the right thing to do. But from a financial perspective, it's hitting the bottom line now. It's a no-brainer. Everybody has to embrace it. It's the keyword for the rest of my working life. It'll certainly be the key topic. And so tell me a little bit about the trends coming down the road then in relation to businesses, and particularly, I suppose, specific sustainability trends that are affecting businesses that you see from your own perspective in sustainability works. What are you seeing out there and what's happening?
Well, we're certainly seeing, as I think I mentioned earlier, a move from kind of strategy and target setting into real implementation now. And that's what we've needed to see. And it is starting to happen now. And I think there are a number of things driving that. That is especially the case for larger companies who have been on the sustainability journey for a while. There are still a whole bunch of maybe smaller companies who are at an earlier stage in their journey, who perhaps may still be at the figuring out what we need to do stage, and that's fine. But I think everyone is realizing now that we need to move as quickly as possible from making plans and strategizing into actually getting stuff done.
Delivering.
That's it. That's it, Breed.
And can I ask you then, in terms of the larger companies who have deep pockets, I can see the natural, they've no choice but to do it, even from a reputation point of view and share price. It's going to have a real impact if they don't do it. So obviously they're well on the way to doing it. The middle-sized companies and the smaller companies, I think, have a little pinch point here, and they're kind of the deer caught in the headlights, don't know where to start. Is sustainability works a place where they can go and get a starting point at a price they can afford to get them on the path?
Yes, well, I would say that the majority of our work is with larger businesses, but we do sometimes work on a sectoral kind of basis with smaller business as well. So, for example, we did a really interesting project with CUDA, which is represents a big portion of credit unions in Ireland.
Right.
And that project brought all of their members together for a series of workshops on sustainability so that everyone was kind of thinking about it together rather than us working individually with each one. They facilitated a kind of a joined up approach for everyone to take, which is a smart thing to do.
Brilliant, actually. Yeah. And they're so integral to every community out there.
Absolutely. So that was a super project. But like we on our website, sustainabilityworks.ie, we have a number of kind of guides and reports. For example, we have some guidance on how to do a climate risk assessment for your business. And that's very much aimed at kind of smaller and medium sized businesses. So they can do a kind of a high level risk assessment of how is climate change going to affect their business?
Great.
You know, is it going to disrupt their operations or their supply chain? How can they identify what those risks are? And then what steps can they take to mitigate against them? And then I think, you know, there are lots of other kind of supports out there as well. Enterprise Ireland offer a number of kind of green supports for businesses. So there are some grants that companies can get, which will provide a number of days of consultancy advice. And they have a register of consultants on there, including Sustainability Works, but several other sustainability consultancies as well. So if, for example, you need help on calculating your carbon footprint, you may be able to avail of some of the Enterprise Ireland supports to help you do something like that, or indeed to put together an initial sustainability strategy or plan. But we certainly welcome anyone to contact Sustainability Works in the first instance too.
Well, there are so many resources out there. There's no excuse. It's just about grasping the nettle and getting on with it. We've no choice. The planet is on fire and we have to play our role. And of course, we want to sustain life and enterprise in our communities along with that. In terms of adaptability and relevance, let's talk about that a little bit in terms of the changing business landscape. How do you feel Guaranteed Irish can stay relevant to benefit its member companies as we progress as part of the appraisals team?
Well, I always think that, you know, you are out and about talking to businesses all the time, Breed. So whenever I meet you, I always feel like you have your finger on the pulse in terms of the zeitgeist and what's actually going on out there.
I haven't actually heard that one yet. But a new title.
So like the fact that Guaranteed Irish is interacting with its member companies all the time and hearing what their challenges are, the new kind of topics that they're facing, I think that connectivity to real businesses naturally helps you to kind of stay agile. And I'm sure it's some of those conversations that have helped you come up with some of the ideas for things that you've done and established. So staying connected to businesses and hearing from them is a great way to stay agile. I also think it's important to keep an eye on, you know, the regulations and what's happening there in the policy landscape, and certainly on the sustainability front. I mentioned earlier there are some EU regulations around transparency and reporting. So the big one that's on everyone's lips, if you're a large company, is the Corporate Sustainability Reporting Directive, which is going to make sustainability reporting mandatory for large companies. The first cohort have to report early next year on what they've done in 2024, and then it's being phased in after that. So that's a real game changer for businesses in terms of sustainability, transparency, reporting. So for Guaranteed Irish to be aware of something like that and maybe able to share some information on it with its members, or you know, help with some education around that and other topics coming down the tracks in terms of regulation, is good.
Okay. So a huge insight there into how to become a registered, licensed, Guaranteed Irish member from somebody on the appraisals board. Appraisals take approximately 4 to 6 weeks. Once you get your application in, it goes through that rigorous assessment. But of course, the more rigorous the assessment, the more valuable the license is. So thank you so much, Karen Dignan, Sustainability Works Director and Co-Founder. Thank you for joining us today.
It's been great, Breed. Thanks a million.
Please like, share and follow and review this programme if you found it interesting on the platform you're listening to right now. Remember, it helps if you share and support the idea of supporting other businesses in Ireland. Together we all support jobs, community and provenance, and that helps our economy here. Remember, if you feel your business can benefit from networking with like-minded businesses here in Ireland, contact guaranteedirish.ie for more information. In the meantime, take care, enjoy the rest of the week, and as you go, look out for the G.
The Guaranteed Irish Business Podcast, sponsored by FBD Insurance, Ireland's largest homegrown insurer. Support. It's what we do.